Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You going to try it or me?
You go first.
Row.
Yep, him. Yes, he a big D tackle.
Row.
Yeah, big D tackle out of Clemson with your second round pick, traded up to get him.
Is he
going to
start?
That.
Because
I don't think he's
David Onyemata and Grady Jarrett are both.
That's what
good.
I said. They're going to play.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the rotation.
He's going to rotate.
He's going to be in the rotation. He's a different type defensive tackle than Nose Tree. He's a lot bigger, a lot longer type defensive tackle. That it seems like that. That if you look there, you look at the kid out of Georgia, Zion Lue. He is one of those, just like that, a bigger, longer frame guy that, you know, that maybe that's what they're trying to go to and everything. And you know, David and Grady, they up there in age. So
that's true.
You know, you might want to find a way to
you have to have a plan.
Get some reinforcements there and everything. So you were telling me about Braylon Trice. Very good player.
I love Braylon.
Yeah, he's a good player.
I love
Braylon. Good edge rusher.
He's a guy that we talked about a bit throughout the year with Washington being as good as they were, but just kind of not having much of an identity defensively. Like, he was the best player on that defense. It wasn't a very good defense,
right.
And it didn't have to be because they scored a million points. But he was the guy that when you need – now, I'm not saying he's going to be able to do this at the NFL level because it's obviously very different, but when you needed a play – he's that guy. It's third and long. You need to get off the field, stop their drive, whatever. He would get you off the field. He was excellent in those wins against Oregon. He was the best player on the field outside of Penix and Odunze in that Texas game.
He was a one-man wrecking
He was a wrecking
crew. Yes, he was.
He was after Quinn Ewers all day that day. If you want to, like – and again, that might be an extreme example of what he's capable of, but if you want to feel really good about Braylon Trice, go back and watch that Texas game because he looks like an absolute game. He was a game wrecker that day. And look, I mean, hopefully he comes to this level and is able to do that same type of stuff because that's what they got. I mean, he's the guy, and Brandon Dorlus from Oregon who can kind of play inside and outside as well. But like, yeah, I mean, those are the answers that they come to the table with now on the defensive line, like the guys that were here. And then those guys, obviously, the second round, third round, fourth round pick that you're going to be expecting. You're going to be expecting. You're going to expect
contributions.
Plays from. Yeah,
Hell
those
yeah.
guys have to. Like Braylon Trice might be your best pass rusher now.
It could be.
Like he might be your best pass rusher as it stands today. And that's not to say that you can't spend some money in the second wave of free agency. They're gonna have to when it comes to the secondary because they didn't draft anybody at the corner position. So they're gonna have to take care of that with some free agent money. But I mean, you know, the reaction from day one was so extreme, and not just here, nationally, everywhere. Like we went camping this weekend, and I know we're still close, but like the Michael Penix selection was the, like, everywhere we went, people were talking about it. We're sitting there at the campfire on Friday night, just drinking some beers and hanging out, and like the moms at the campground site next to us are talking about it. Like, who's this Penix guy, and why is everybody so mad about
it?
And we're just listening to him. It's great. Like, everybody had an opinion on that one. Day two, they kind of just did what they were supposed to do. They positions of need, guys who were, you know, thought highly of, like, nothing splashy, nothing crazy. They did all the splash they needed to make, they made on Thursday night.
I mean, you go and draft the quarterback. We talked about it all day Friday as we were, you know, and then you come home and think more of it. Yes, there is no immediate value in the pick at number eight. There just isn't.
Nope.
unless you open it up to be a quarterback competition, he beats out Kirk. But then the other part about it is going to be bad.
That would be insane.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I understand setting yourself up for the future and all that. I get all that. But this is a win now team, and if you view yourself as a win now team, and you don't take advantage of a top 10 pick in his first year, then that's just telling you. That tells me that you think highly of where you are right now as an organization, as a football team.
Yes, and that's, I'm glad they do.
Yeah,
and I hope they're right.
Right,
their opinion of who they are is definitely higher than mine.
Yeah, I get it. But the thing about it is, Buck, I thought about this. I was like, well, there's plenty of times that quarterbacks have been drafted in the first round and sit.
Sure.
You know, they don't ever get the value or the first year they usually sit and all those different things. So this won't be anything new, but you just never see a new quarterback that comes in with the money that Kirk's making. You've seen, like, J.J. McCarthy's going to Minnesota, even though Minnesota just signed Sam Darnold. It ain't the same.
No.
You know, it's the same, but it ain't the same.
Right, it's not the same.
Yeah, because of one reason, the contract.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why I kept saying, like, it would have been completely different if Kirk was on it. If Kirk was even on a 2-year deal, you would feel different. Because me waking up this morning and thinking about it again, Michael Penix might be on the field before we know. He might be. I just don't, like, 3 years? I don't see that. I don't see Michael Penix sent for no damn 3 years. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, if you listen to them, they
I don't see it.
They said he might sit for 4 years.
I don't see it. I don't see it. But if that's the case, and you can look with your eyes while he's sitting, that means Kirk's playing really well.
Exactly.
You know, that means Kirk's,
exactly. That kind of gets back to the thing we talked about with Cousins weeks ago of, I mean, if you really want to talk best case scenario, and this was pre-Penix. We didn't know that they were going to draft Michael Penix at number 8. Best case scenario is Kirk Cousins gets another contract with the Falcons, right? Mm-hmm. Now that seems impossible. Like,
right.
you even if, I don't know what would have to happen. I mean, really, MVP and Super Bowl, you know, in year 3 or something like that, for them to be like, okay, he's playing too well right now. He's a little older, but he's playing too well. We got to stick with it. We'll trade Penix. And then that, you know, you're not going to be mad about that because that means the team's really good.
Right.
But if you're only talking about that draft pick, then it was a wasted draft.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Like, you never got any value for it. He had a nice backup for 4 years. It didn't matter because Cousins played great. Now, I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think Cousins will play fine. And probably in a couple of years from now, we'll look a little older and you'll move on. And then you'll have Penix. And hopefully it all works out perfectly.
It better?
Yeah, it better.
Yeah.
It better.
It better.
Yeah. If it doesn't, then we're going to be interviewing
hey, coach.
New people.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.